everybody.
Good afternoon, everyone. How's it going?
This is Katasi Kajubi.
This is Walner.
And welcome to Failing to Freedom, our podcast about our journey to financial freedom by way of real estate investing. We are real estate investors. We flip houses. Our main niche is called wholesaling. That's when we buy houses low at a discounted rate and sell them at a slightly higher but still discounted rate to investors who are then going to renovate and resell them on the market to home buyers. And we actually just started renovating ourselves last year. So yeah, that's what we do. And we started this podcast essentially to give better insight into what we do and to different trials that we go through on our journey to financial freedom.
Yes, with the mindset to see how we can share what we do to inspire other people who are looking to venture into entrepreneurship. So we provide that motivational aspect as well.
Or just be financially free, really. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. But just to be entrepreneurial-minded in everything you do so that you can achieve financial freedom too. We're starting on our journey, and we're learning, and we want to share what we know with you, and we want you guys to connect and share with us. So welcome back for all our usual listeners, and welcome if this is your first time. Glad to have you.
Definitely.
Today, we're going to talk about financial freedom, what that means to us, and we want to also get you guys thinking a little bit about what that can mean for you. So Walner, I'll start by defining financial freedom. So financial freedom is financial freedom or financial independence. I think they're one and the same. Is the ability to independently is being able to have all of your expenses, your basic expenses taken care of independent of earned income. So earned income is income that you actively have to get, as passive income or you know, substantial wealth is income that's already earned or is continually residually earned, and having enough of that to sustain your basic living or even your lifestyle if you don't, you know, want to just live, you know, below your means or, you know, in some type of way, but to maintain your lifestyle and your living expenses passively. That's what it means to be financially independent or financially free. To have no bad debt. Bad debt is debt that's not working debt. It's not money that's making you money. Things like student loans, car payments, things like that is what I consider bad debt. Having all your debts gone, having your living expenses taken care of, independent of you having to actively earn the money. That is what financial freedom is. So I will ask you, Walner, With understanding that definition, what are your hopes for financial freedom?
So what does financial freedom mean to me?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, financial freedom means to me getting rid of all my current debt. That's first and foremost my immediate goals right now, is to get rid of all personal debt so that I can finally say I'm in the plus side of life.
Mm-hmm. That's your key phrase, the plus side of life.
Secondly, I definitely want to have passive income so that literally I can, at night, I can be sleeping on my bed and know that I have money coming in. So whether I lift a finger or not, I know that I have money coming in. And I essentially want enough money coming in to support the whatever lifestyle I choose to live.
Yeah, tell us about that more specifically.
Most specifically meaning what I look.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of lifestyle I'm looking to live, what I'm looking forward to. Well, like I just said, get rid of all existing debt. I want to be able to travel as I please. I also want the same for my parents. I want them to, if they want to work, it's a choice. It's not a have to situation. It's more like a choice whether they want to work or not. So basically to retire my parents. course, I want the regular things. I want a home. I want a car. I want to be able to spend money without having to worry about my account overdrafting.
Yeah.
I want to be able to go out with friends and pay for things without having to wonder if I have enough money in my account or not. And I'm sure a lot of other people can relate to that. So that's what it means to me. That's what financial freedom means to me. It means, you know, literally, if I decide that I want to have a whole week sick day where I just want to chill in my home and watch Netflix, then I can make that decision to do that without worrying where money's going to come from.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
For me, yeah, it's all about affordability, man. Because I think a lot of us confuse the ability to pay for something with being able to afford it. And affordability to me is major. Like, when you're talking about travel, being able to travel and being able to pay for things and not think about it, it's the paying for things and not worrying about it that is the affordability part, which I'm looking for. In the sense that, you know, like, you could pay for things and not worry about it because you don't care how much, you know, money you spend and stuff like that. You could be a reckless spender, but I want to be able to not worry about bills that are coming in every month. I want to be able to have a much more expansive budget that, like, you know, I'm not worried about how I can cut here to make something else work. Like, things like
robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, exactly. Or even just things like, you know, like, okay, what should I decrease? Because things change. Like, even though you have a steady budget, like, you know, we have a budget every month, but some things go up, like the heat bill. You know, in wintertime, the heat bill, like, triples, where in, like, the months where you don't really need heat or AC, you can be paying, like, $60 for electricity. But then in the wintertime or in the summertime, especially in the wintertime, the bill can triple to be like $300 and being like, that's going to be a major strain on the budget, you know, not worried about that. And or like choosing if it's cold enough, you know, those times when it's like, okay, is it cold enough to put on the heat? Like, what's some temperatures we're trying to put up with to not have to necessarily put the heat on all night so we can save money on the budget?
Right, so you want to be able to afford your expenses or your bills, even if they fluctuate.
Yeah, even if they fluctuate. Like, I want to be able to have it at 70 degrees full time. Like, and not have to worry about, oh, okay, well, maybe I should turn it down a little bit. Or it's only going to be this tonight, so I could do without the heat and just use the extra blanket or just wear hoodies in the house. Stuff like that. Just really wanting to be able to afford to live. Afford to live comfortably, to buy new clothes when my old clothes get worn, and you don't have to worry about, okay, well, you know, what can I deal with? To get a new mattress. Like, these are the small things that, like, right now it's like, yo, my mattress is so old and, like, uncomfortable, and, like, my pillows suck, but, like, you know, you go to a mattress store and you see this mattress for, like, $10,000 that's, like, the best mattress and these good pillows that, you know, won't have your neck hurting or won't have you doubling up on pillows and stuff like that. Like, simple stuff like that is literally what I'm looking forward to when I'm being financially free. To be able to afford, you know, not even, like, the finest things, but just, like, good quality regular things, like a mattress, a nice couch, you know, like a good pair of shoes. To have the temperature in my house be consistent and not have to worry about how much it's going to cost. You know, I share the same dream about, you know, my parents too. Like, just giving them the freedom to do what they want, you know, removing that stress. I think they've earned that. I think they've earned that, you know, putting forth all the time to raise me. I think the point of me is to, you know, give back to the people who came before me and raised me. And that's really something that I'm really looking forward to. I really want to give my parents that. But I think it's so important. And I think it's so important because a lot of us have these goals of these lives that we want to live. A lot of us know, like, okay, I want to go on vacations, or now I want to have kids, or I have kids, and now things are getting tighter. Things are getting tighter. Should I pick up a second job? You know, a lot of us have these dreams, that even aren't even huge. Like, you know, I want to live at the top of a golden, you know, building. Stuff like, but stuff that's just like, yo, I wish that I could take 2 vacations. Or I wish I could take my kids to Disney World for like the whole 5-day experience and not have to just pick one park and go next year in another one. You know, or I want to have like a, like, I wish I could take my mom on vacation. People just want simple, basic dreams. And financial freedom doesn't necessarily mean being rich. Like, don't you agree? It could just mean, like whatever your expenses are. Like, if it costs $4,000 for you to live every month, if you make, like, $5,000 a month, like, that would be financial independence, right, with no debt. It
simply means you have enough coming in to... for you to live your lifestyle.
For you to take care of your basic needs or the lifestyle that you want passively, you know? So, like, it's not about making $1 million. It's about making enough to cover your expenses. And that dream, I think, is, once it's put that way, is much more attainable than, you know, when people think, you know, I just want to, you know, go to have a private jet and stuff like that. Stuff is much bigger and still possible. But just think of, like, if I had enough money to afford the things... to comfortably afford the things that I need on a daily basis. Like, if my kid wanted to go to college and it was a state school and it cost $10,000 a year, if I had money to pay for that, or if I had money, if someone passes away, you know, we have money for a funeral, which really everyone should have life insurance, you know, because I see a lot of times we have to, you know, make GoFundMe accounts to be able to pay for funerals, but... it's like, you know, there are ways that we can prevent and not cause so much financial constraint on ourselves and our communities. And that's why I really think it's important to have this podcast to talk about real estate investing. It's just one other option that people have to look towards of being able to make extra money. You know, you don't have to be a full-time real estate investor like we are. You know, this is a business that you can absolutely do part-time. This is a business that... you can do it. You can do one deal a year for $50,000, and that extra $50,000 to your income could quite literally change your year or change your next couple of years. Even if you make $5,000 a month, you know, even if you do one deal and you make $5,000 or $10,000, like, that is like that is extra money that you would have put minimal effort into getting that you did not have to spend 40 hours a week to get. And I think that that's just really important, and that's why it's so important to me to have this podcast about these options and about, you know, just showing people, especially people of color, you know, Black people and other people of color, and especially millennials, when we're in this position where we're young, the economy's kind of shaky, the world we're living is kind of shaky, but there's opportunity.
All right, we're young, we're active, we have the energy while we're still young, and, you know, we have enough time and flexibility to get creative too.
Exactly. And being creative is like really the key, because if you think about it, the time that we're living in right now, as far as technology and research and advancements and the time period we're living in, we are probably like the most powerful people that have ever lived on this planet.
I agree.
Talking about, you know, forget even the Stone Age. Talk about, like, the 70s, like, before the internet even existed, in, like, the 60s. Now we have technology. We have computers in our pockets. We have resources that are, for the most part, free. Like, even though, especially speaking as a woman of color who's, you know, has $60,000 worth in debt and is super young, as a Black woman, like, I understand that there are definitely different systematic systems of oppression that affect different people different ways. In America, like in the first world in 2017, you have a lot of opportunity, and not everyone was dealt the same hand. Some people were dealt a bad hand, and the reality is that even if you have kids, even if you have a mom, even if you have one leg, even if you're Black, even if you're white and super poor, you know, living in America, you have a lot of opportunity, and you're really one of the most powerful people on the planet, or who have ever lived on this planet in the history of the planet. So what I suggest is, like Juana said, get creative and to seek out different ways that you can do things. you know, we don't even have to be physically present to make money. This, the online businesses are booming and people are doing a lot of stuff like that. And you just have to get creative. You were dealt the hands you were dealt. All you can do is play the hell out of the hands, the cards that you have, you know, and being financially free, just being able to support yourself and your family passively is, I feel like, very attainable. As long as you're breathing, I feel like, as long as someone hasn't taken your life and you are not happy with the way you are living, if you're happy with the way you're living, that is the point. Be happy. If you are not happy with the living and you want more, then please get creative. Look at some resources. Access a library. Access a friend's smartphone. This podcast. You don't even have to be able to read anymore, which, although I think reading is very important. But you can listen to books. You can listen to podcasts. You can go to websites. There's so many resources for so many ideas for something that you are good at that can make you extra money. That doesn't mean that you have to be an entrepreneur and quit your job and do all those things. It absolutely does not. I don't think you have to be an entrepreneur. I think that you should be entrepreneurial. Like, you should be business-minded with the way you handle your money and your financial stability. So you should always be finding ways to make money without you acting heavily work. If you're a doctor or a teacher and you love doing that, that is perfect. That's the point of life.
But, however, understand that when you stop working, the money stops coming in.
The money starts, yeah.
So if you're sick, if you, you know, fall ill or you have to get away, just know that as long as you're not actively doing what you do, the money will stop as well.
Exactly. That's why it's not enough to just do that. Like, we had to literally fire our realtor on Friday because she's a one-woman business and she was going on vacation and we want to list the house tomorrow. And she was like, I'm not going to be here all week. And she doesn't have anyone to cover for her. And, like, understand, like, that's your personal decision. But, like, I'm not waiting a week. And at $120 a day that it costs to literally have this house not sitting there. Like, every day this house is not sold, that's how much it costs. I can't wait a week. You know, like, and if you have this big business, and she's great at what she does, but literally when she's not there, her business is not there. When she goes through something personal and she needs like a personal day to like recoup and be human, and there's no one there to, you know, handle her clients, like, that affects other people's businesses, and people aren't, you know, like, that's not how we can do business. Like, we can't be like, okay, yeah, go on a vacation, which I understand is very important, but if your business needs to work, you need to have a way for it to work without you working. You know,
or you being, yeah, having
or you
to
being
be there.
There. So that's a perfect example of somebody who is an entrepreneur. She has her own business, but she's the only one in it. Like, she can't passively make money off her business because she has to be the one doing everything. And I just don't think that that is the best way to go about if you are trying to look for financial freedom, because you're going to constantly have to put in. And let's even just address the whole mindset of, or that phrase of, money's not important or money's not everything.
Well, the same with how we just started the topic of this podcast, what is financial freedom to me? You can see that, you know, a lot of us have aspirations. We have dreams, we have goals, we have a way we would like our future to look like. Mm-hmm. Whether it's traveling, spending time with family, children, whatever it is. The point of that is that stuff takes money. It takes capital to be able to enjoy these things.
Yeah.
So if you want a house, a car, you know, spend time with family, all those things, it takes money.
Yeah. You know? Everything. I think of name me one thing that doesn't cost money. Even if it's not your own money, it's someone's money.
Love. Love. You know.
Why are you looking like that?
Because, you know, here's why I bring that up. People always use these things, you know, when they're talking about, oh, money's not important. Money can't buy love, happiness, loyalty, these things. And, you know, that's a very poor mindset and assumption to have.
Well, the point is, money's not supposed to buy those things, so why are you even saying that?
Right. It's two different things completely.
Yeah.
Money has its own purpose, just like love has its own purpose. Loyalty serves its own purpose.
Yeah.
Kindness serves its own purpose. Money also serves its own purpose.
Yeah, money's not supposed to buy those things. So right. What's your point?
And not only that, you know, an example that I always think about is when the water bill comes in, you know, how are you going to pay it? Are you going to pay it with love or are you going to pay it with money? You know, all of it has its own purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Money.
When your child is crying, right? Are you going to hand the baby a dollar bill to stop them from crying, or are you going to hug them and love them?
Maybe both.
Right? They all serve their own purpose.
Yeah.
But in this world, in this capitalistic country that we live in, the dollar has its power. And,
yeah.
And that's what you need to survive.
Yeah. And let's be frank. Money is not the motivation. It's not. It's the freedom. Yo, my motivation is to be able to have my house be 70 degrees all the time regardless. That is what I would like. That's what's going to make me happy. What's going to make me happy is my mom being retired. What's going to make me happy is a nice mattress so I can sleep at night nicely. What's going to make me happy is
getting Walnut a new boat. Right. And
no. Don't try to come back in.
The point is all those things cost money.
Like,
right.
If there was a way where I could just, like, whistle and get anything I want, I would be trying to just get mad, you know, keep my mouth, you know, conditioned for whistling. But it's like, yo, money is just the tool. The point isn't I want all this money. I want all this money to swim in money. So when people say that to me personally, I'm like, but that's not my point. My point is I want to not have to say, oh, it's only 45 degrees, which is cold, by the way. 45 degrees is cold, to not put on the heat and just sleep in socks and sweatpants and a hoodie and 3 blankets because it's like, I want to save foot. I want to cut down on the heat bill. That's not life. I want to be able to be in my house and be comfortable. Okay, let me sit down, write down a piece of paper. How do I do that? Okay, turn the heat up. Okay, so why am I not turning the heat up? Okay, the price goes up. Okay, so I need the money. Money is simply a tool, and everything costs. Everything costs. The roads that you drive on cost money. You don't... Well, we do pay for them. We pay for them in tax money. But, like, everything costs money. The car you drive, you bought it. Someone else paid to get it made. Someone paid to get it shipped. Everything costs money. Money is a tool, and it is a mandatory tool in everything we do. All the things we want to do cost money. So when people say money's not important when you're ambitious, they try to paint you as being, like, some kind of, like...
Jerk
or money-hungry slave. It's like... That is so unfair. Like, you can't tell people who are ambitious, who are trying to, you know, like, if you have to miss Christmas with your family because, you know, you're just trying to cut back and do what your business demands of you. And people are saying, you know, don't focus so much on money. Don't be a slave to money. Listen, I'm putting in sacrifice so that I can live my golden life. And sacrifice has to be paid up front and in full.
The funny thing is, usually the people telling you that you can't be a slave to money, they're working 40+ hours a week.
Listen, if you're working 40 hours minimum a week for a paycheck, which is what most of us are doing, it's like, how are you any different? Like, don't you think that's kind of a lot of attention and devotion to give to get a paycheck? Because you have to, like, you have bills as well, you have clothes as well, you get hungry, you get cold, like, you are also working for money. So, like, to label people who are ambitious or who talk about, you know, achieving more than the status quo or more what is expected from them as being, like, greedy or, like, money hungry is so unfair because you're working 40 hours a week for your paycheck. Like, that's, to me, that's a lot. Like, I don't work 40 hours a week for what I do. For real estate, I absolutely don't. Like, and I probably, you know, I can probably make what most people make in a year in a month or two.
So long as you work hard.
Yeah, and it's not even to be like a judgment. And I'm not even judging anyone for working 40 hours a week. I'm just saying don't label people or, you know, tell people, oh, money isn't, whatever, just because maybe you're not living your best life and you're trying to, you know, hold someone back. People who say money isn't important are usually the people who are chasing after it the most. The people who have the bills that can't get paid, the debt that needs to, you know, so... Imagine what your life would be like if you changed that mindset and really did think, yeah, money actually matters a lot because everything costs. And what can I do to get more for the sake of just living my best life or to give my kids or my grandkids or my spouse or my dogs the best life that they can have? Changing that mindset is so important. And thinking of different ways to get money, not just thinking about, you know, like sometimes... Like, flipping houses is literally, like, we think about making money in terms of, like, housing deals, right?
Right.
Like, if we're like, okay, if we want to do this thing, how many houses do we have to sell? How much money do we have to make to do it? Instead of, you know, a lot of times we're conditioned to be consumers and to raise our credit score so we can go get bank loans or loans to do stuff like buy a house or buy a car, things like that. Or work and save. Investing is a different active and passive way to make extra money on the side. You know, I don't want people to be so conditioned to, even if people are working their tails off to increase their credit scores, for the sole purpose of taking out debt to buy a house.
Right.
When there are different ways you can do that. Again, harping on what Wanda said before, the creativity. Get creative. Educate yourself. If you want to learn about real estate investing, please ask those questions. If you want to learn about, you know, stock market, find someone who's doing that. Ask them questions. If you want to learn about how
gold and precious stones and all that
commodities and how to invest in that stuff, do that. If you want to babysit on the side, you know, start a little service or dog sit or whatever, like, learn about that. Reach out. There's resources to help you make money outside of your active job. And I think that is the key, is to being entrepreneurial minded and not necessarily being an entrepreneur. You know, you don't have to quit your job. You can do whatever you do and love whatever you do and strive to be the highest at whatever you want to do that's not on your own. I just think that financial freedom can't be attained from working, for most of us, can't be attained from working a 9-to-5 job. Simply because a lot of us don't make enough. You know, like, if you look at the status of, like, net worth, in terms of net worth for, like, Black people or Black women, I think I read an article, and I'll have to find it and post it on our social media pages, but it says something like the net worth of Black women in the country was, like, so low. Mm-hmm. It was, like, I don't want to say never and be wrong, but it was
down there.
Yeah, it was like less than $100 or something like that, but I don't know. But just know, and I have to do more research and see how valid that argument is. But, you know, especially as communities and communities of color, especially Black community, I would say that generational wealth, you know, we know that as Black people, we had a slow start. You know, we built the country for free and we've had a very slow start in accumulating wealth. You know, while we built a country for free, a lot of other people were gaining generational wealth off our backs, and now we're far behind. I'll say it again: there are resources. Please reach out to people. There are so many Black people in manager positions or entrepreneur positions that, you know, I feel like we can reach back and give back to our community, teach people things, mentor people, and show them how to sustain and to be able to afford their basic needs. I think we can do that for each other. Especially as millennials, we're young, we have the energy. If we want to change our lives, now is the time, because time is on our side. Especially when it comes to investing, time is on our side. You know, the older you get, the less time you have. So when you're thinking about getting a house and you have to own it for like 8 years and cash flow to finally own it free and clear to really build your wealth, which is, wealth building takes time, you want to start young. So get creative while you're young. If you're older, it's never too late to change your life. If you're unhappy with the way your life is, get financially free. Read books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad to change your mindset and get those money programs of money isn't everything, therefore I shouldn't be ambitious, or therefore I shouldn't want more, or therefore I shouldn't put myself first. Get those mindsets out of the way and stop judging people for wanting to change your lives and do more. Stop letting people pay. Just mind your own business. Do what's best for you and stop looking at what other people are doing to base your life or to criticize their life based on. And that's just my spiel.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we just wanted to come on here and just share that. We change our lives and we want you guys to, you know, live your best life too. And if you don't feel like you're doing that, if you want more, you know, don't get overwhelmed. There are resources out there. You can absolutely look into it and you can just work your butt off, sacrifice for a few years to gain the long-term benefits. It's so worth it, you know. So that's our spiel. You can follow us at Failing to Freedom on Facebook and Instagram, and Failing the Number 2 Freedom on Twitter and Periscope. Also email us at failing2freedom@gmail.com. I'm sorry if you hear Gucci growling in the background. I don't know if the mic will pick that up, but my dog's growling. So yeah, thank you guys. If any questions, concerns, let us know. If you have any questions about real estate, definitely reach out. We would love to point you in the direction of resources or share any advice that we have based on what we've experienced. We're definitely not gurus and we're not experts. We're just experienced and we're, trying to go through this model. We've gained some experience. We're really good at wholesaling. That is the main niche that we just, crush it at. We're starting to, we want to expand and be BSAT renovating and reselling, where, we've been struggling and failing and stumbling our way through that.
And definitely learn from us, because we've made lots of mistakes. The easiest way to be successful at something is to learn from someone else's mistakes.
Exactly. So, let us be the guinea pig.
Right.
And we can tell you where we messed up, because we messed up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to be financially free, and we hope you guys can, strive for that too.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Bye.
All love.